Fox. Good morning. 7-Eleven. All right, Hunter is headed out. He's going to go pick up Mark. Get him to Roosevelt Elementary School, our final rock and ride winner for 2018. We'll check in with them in just a little bit. Right now, forecast for today, cloudy, much cooler with rain on and off during the day. High of only 68 tonight, cloudy, low of 60. Friday, we got some sun, we got some clouds, chance for some rain and a high of 72. And then Saturday, mostly cloudy and a high of 70. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, if you always thought that the Cookie Monster seemed a little like he was one bad life decision away from turning into a straight-up crackhead, well, there's a reason. According to a new study out of Ohio State University, it turns out chocolate chip cookies are just about as addictive as cocaine. Yeah. Here's why. Sugar is incredibly addictive, which you probably know already, and chocolate chip cookies are loaded with the stuff, which is more than 2 teaspoons per cookie. The fat in the cookies also get you hooked. The chocolate chips have a small amount of compound that trigger your brain in the same spot like weed does, which makes you happy. And finally, the nostalgia that comes from the taste and especially the smell of cookies gives you another temporary shot of feel-good feelings. So when these four things come together, it's kind of amazing how we're not all just shoving chocolate chip cookies into our mouths constantly. Going to an AA or just a meeting, a support group meeting. Hi, my name's Brock, and I'm addicted to chocolate chip cookies. Hi, Brock. So, just remember that next time you buy a sleeve of Oreos or any other kind of cookie out there. It's all the same. Domain on the brain. I thought this was study. A new study has found that millennial parents are choosing names for their babies based on available domain names. Believe it or not, 20% of millennial parents said they changed or considered changing their baby's name based on what website names were available at the time. The study found that 48% of millennials believe it's important for their child to have an online presence early in life compared to just 27% of Gen Xers. 38% of millennial parents have already created or plan to create a website for their kids compared to just 20% of the Gen X respondents. That is crazy. Naming your baby based on websites or available domain names. What is that? It's such a weird world we live in now. I don't think I guarantee when I was born, that wasn't even in the realm of thoughts of my parents. It didn't make sense. That's crazy talk. And now it's there. Weird, man. Lastly, there's a new drink called Some Sleep that says it will put you to sleep in 30 minutes or less with its mix of vitamins and supplements. If you want to try it out, a 4-pack costs $10 on Amazon. So apparently, Americans are sleep deprived. There's always studies about how we need more sleep. We don't get enough. A new drink on the market that might be worth a try. It's berry flavored, and there's a bunch of different vitamins and supplements in it that are supposed to relax you and help you fall right asleep. Now, does it work? Some people swear by it, including some celebrities who may or may not have been paid to endorse it. I'm guessing they have. Anyway, 60% of the reviews on Amazon give it 4 out of 5 stars, which is good. Now, the FDA hasn't approved its claim that it helps you fall asleep. So just like many other supplements, it's kind of a thing. Try it and see if it works. So I don't know. I might need to try this because I take ZQL or vodka, and I don't know if in both of those kind of work. Maybe I'll try this out. It puts me to sleep. Vodka, it just takes a while to get there. And then you have a terrible hangover. And ZQL trips you out if you take too much of it. So maybe I should try this. We'll see. There's got to be something that's going to knock me out, man. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it? The morning.